Welcome to PMP Weekly episode 214. It is 8th of June. I'm double checking the dates. I'm completely starting to lose the dates and
you
everything.
You know time zones, but you don't know dates.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Do explain.
can you explain more? So we're recording this on Thursday. Typically, we record this on Monday. I go live on Tuesday because we want to keep things fresh. But we're doing this a bit earlier because I'm actually out next week. And I promised not to take my laptop with me, and that means that I'm not going to do that much work at least. So let's see how
on
that
your
goes.
Phone. Hey, so I'm
that's true. Fair point. You're 100% correct. Anyway, we're not going to record next week. I need to. That's a family promise as well. So
yes.
Good, good. We have a visitor today who's Smita Nahan. Smita is a MVP, Microsoft 365 Developer MVP, and has been closely involved. So let's jump directly on that interview. Has been closely involved. That was a weird. Has been closely involved in the community things. Now it makes more sense, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to still process what you said exactly, but never mind.
Yes, exactly. can you talk any faster anymore? Come on.
Chop.
I have no. Let's jump to the interview with Smita and talk about her career and the influence of community and open source and other areas within her world. But let's jump on there. Welcome, Smita, for the PMP Weekly. I can't remember what episode we are on. Doesn't really matter. We'll focus on you on this episode. Now, Smita, can you do a quick intro of who you are and what do you do for a living? Let's start from there.
Yes. So, hello all. Myself, Smita Nathan. I'm from Pune, India. So, I have done my BSc in Computer Science from the Mumbai University. Then I moved to Pune to pursue my CDEC as a post-graduation. I'm having total 14 plus years of experience, and especially with Microsoft technology, which includes the Microsoft Teams, Power Platform, Groups, SharePoint, Yammer, Forms, and Microsoft Viva. So I can proudly say that I'm a 2-time Microsoft MVP. Apart from that, I've wrote a couple of books. So 2 books I've already published with A-Press publication. And one of them is Understanding the Hybrid Environments in SharePoint 2019. And another one is related to Viva for the up and running on Microsoft Viva connection. And I have published both of them with A-Press. And I like to interact with people, and I believe sharing is caring. And to leave that, I organize as well as speak at various events like SPS, then this Power Platform Bootcamp, then Microsoft 365 Developer Bootcamp. I'm also active contributor in this open source projects in PNP, and I've contributed some of the reusable code samples for the community. And I always like to keep myself up to date with the Microsoft latest technology. So whatever things are happening in a Microsoft, I always like to keep myself that updated. So with that, I would like to move ahead and will like to share some of the more things about what exactly I'm doing. So I love development, and I'm strict to the development side only. So I've done a lot of development in SharePoint, not only in SharePoint, but I have done in a Teams also. Apart from that, yes, I have done some of the app development in Power Apps. Also, I have a Power BI experience. And apart from that, I have a basic knowledge of ServiceNow also. So when it comes to the SharePoint, I have done in SPFX a lot of development in the web parts as well as the extensions. And while doing that development, some of the development I did from scratch. And for some, I've used already the whatever the code which we have available or the web parts available in our open source repository. And on top of that, I have done some of the customization for the teams. I have done a various development in adaptive cards, then for some of the usage reports, then the custom apps, then I've done some of the development of the chatbot, then the Power BI reports for the teams, then the analysis of the apps, and then the Microsoft Viva connections also. Then I have also worked on how we can just develop the whatever the existing functionality we have in SharePoint, how we can just take it it to the teams. That time of development also I have done, handled that type of things also. And apart from that, how we can just do this Power App integration with the teams, that I have also done. Then I've done a lot of InfoPath modernization in Power Apps. Then I've created so many reports in Power BI. Also, apart from that, I have done most of the type of automations also, like something related to the governance tool. Then some are related to the SharePoint sites, ordering a SharePoint sites, access level, and then some of the analytics tools, custom development, that also I have done. So I'm into mainly everything. In my till the experience, I have handled all these things, like a development support, taking a requirement from the customer. I work as a scrum master also. So I have total every type of experience. And that's about my professional work. And I'm working in most reputed organizations also. And I work with some of the reputed organizations. And apart from this is about my technical jobs. And apart from that, on the personal level, we are running one community in Pune, which is a technical community. And we four are organizers are there, me, myself, and then Nandadeep Nathan, Siddharth Vagashia, and Kunj Sangani. So we are running one community, which is called as a Pune Tech Community. And it is a tech community for the peoples who love to work with the Microsoft technology. And our objective is clearly to improve the collaboration, productivity, knowledge sharing, and the platform for community contributors. And we are founded almost in 2020. So soon we will complete the 3 years. We have almost 3,000 plus active members. Almost we have organized 40 plus online as well as offline free community events. And we are a frequent organizer of the Global AI Bootcamp, Global Azure Bootcamp, and then Power Platform Bootcamp and Microsoft 365 Saturday. That's about everything about the technical things. And now on the personal thing, if you ask me, what are the things you would like to do
Let's throw a pause in here and then, then we'll jump on there in a second.
Okay,
now,
sure.
That was already a lot of stuff. So, and obviously you've been around. Yeah, you've done a lot of things. How do you stay up to date on the technology?
That's exactly the same.
So the first thing is whenever you have to close work with the communities. Another thing, whenever there is some of the hackathon or someone is launching any type of code competition, always make sure that you are participating in it. It's not always a necessary that 100% you have to complete that thing. Sometimes you get stuck. That's also okay, but at least try. Another thing is whenever there is an Ignite or there is a build, don't skip it, always attend it. And the main important thing, keep up to date with Microsoft Learn. That's really very important. Because if you want to keep yourself updated, then you have to just go through this Microsoft Learn. There, Microsoft providing a lot of good information. So you can do practice a lot using that Microsoft Learn. And the best thing in Microsoft Learn is, for example, let's take an example of Microsoft Azure. If you don't have an environment, then also it is providing you a sandbox environment for some time of duration. So you can utilize that also. So this way, I just keep myself updated, and also the speaking and just interacting with other community members. Also, Microsoft product group interactions and MVP. Also, I'm an MVP, so it gives me a lot of opportunities also to do the interaction with others also.
That is still a lot of stuff, of course, but it's still, you're clearly highly passionate about the technology, and it's basically, is it more a hobby than a work, or how would you define that? So, of course,
it's my passion.
As in getting paid, but technology is passion.
Technology is my passion.
You can clearly hear that from the focus area.
And nowadays I'm mostly working towards the thing like how I can do the integration of whatever the M365 knowledge I have with other technology, like a ServiceNow integration with SharePoint for ordering any of the SharePoint site, this type of things.
Makes perfect sense. And those are quite typical scenarios nowadays. So the integrations and people want to surface and aggregate information to Teams and SharePoint and Microsoft 365. Makes perfect sense. Now, you also mentioned that you're in MVP. You're an MVP in the Microsoft 365 developer site, right?
Yes.
So just confirming for everybody who's watching and listening. How did that happen? Or was that a kind of a, I need to get there? Was that an objective, or was it more like you just kept on sharing things?
No, it was Yeah, it was not turned into an objective. There is a story behind that. As you already know, that I work with the Finnish customers. And one day, one of my Finnish customers, they invited me in Sweden to attend the Ignite. And then fortunately, I attended all the female speaker sessions only at that time. And it was my little bit of interest also because I wanted to see that how they are representing and how they are communicating with others. And that gave me really a very good idea. Then when I come back to India, at that time also, I was just doing the small contribution, but you can say back the stage, it was not at all visible. And at the same time, there was SPS Ahmedabad, and I got an invitation from the Kirti Pajapati, who has given me the opportunity to represent myself. And that time I decided, okay, and I did a pair up with my brother, Nandadeep, and I asked him, hey, bro, you just go with all the theory parts, and I will just sit in somewhere, or I will just stand there, and then I will just take care of the coding part. I will give a demo. And after that, I got more opportunity. It was again for the SPS Bangalore, and it was in a Microsoft office only, Microsoft Bangalore office. And that time I've decided, okay, now it's not only for the code part. Let's try both the combination of the code and theory. And then I got really very nice feedback from everyone, from others. And after sessions also, so many people tagged me on a LinkedIn that gave me a really very good feedback from all of my attendees. And after that, I started doing the contribution. Then I started doing a contribution in open source project, PNP, CLI. I started developing the web part. Previously also I was doing, but I was keeping it to myself only. Then I decided, okay, whatever I'm doing, let's give it to the community. And then I became an MVP.
Cool. Yep. Cool. So how did you experience, like, what was your first thought about, well, as you said, you worked for yourself first, and then at some point you said, you know what, like, I'm going to work in the open. How did you go through that step, and what kind of thinking went through it?
Yeah, it was a really very nice thing, I will say, and it increases a lot of my knowledge, because when I said that in a starting, I was just doing for myself, only for my practices, then there was no one to do some type of validations, or there was no one to provide me some guidance. And when I started with this open source, then it always get validated from moderators. So it got validated from my moderators. I come to know about some more best practices. I started following it, and it also helped me to improve my coding standards also.
Was there there's probably still a kind of a bit of a scary moment of making that first submission and then getting through that, so that's do you related on that one, do you actually have kind of any tips for anybody, because we can imagine that there's quite a few people who like building their own stuff, but no, is it a worthwhile? And I think, well, like, you had a related on hackathon which is ongoing, you had a note on a Twitter which is like, is my solution good enough? And the answer always is that, well, share it forward, and it will always help other people. But there is that bit of a fear always with the first contribution. Any tips on going
not
over
only
that?
First, right? I guess it's
and the further
it wears off eventually, maybe, but it's definitely not just like you will do one and then it's gone. It's like, I did one. I'm not quite that, I can imagine.
We still have that fear, not only for the first, but still we have that fear whenever we are doing this checking. So what I will suggest is, it does not matter if you are doing it a first time, because in life we are doing everything at a first time only. So whenever you are doing and you don't have any of the company, first check that if you have any of your colleagues or any of your friends with whom you can just do this together. So you will be a bit relaxed on that part. And if you are not, if you are doing it alone, then also I will say go ahead, do it. Some of the, and also in community we have some of the guidelines, we have all the supports are available. So if you don't know how to do that, there are so many forums, so in that forum you can just ask your questions. And while doing this code checking and everything, if you are facing some of the issues, then also you can just reach out to the moderator. Then after reviewing your code, definitely the moderator will provide you and some of the updates. Just work on it. Just don't afraid that if it will get rejected or anything. Just do it.
Just do it. That's good.
Just do it. Just do it.
There is a company with the logo that.
Just do it.
Let's not mention that because it doesn't matter.
No idea what you're talking about.
What are we talking about again? Anyway, but so that's actually, just do it is a good way of approaching things. And the community is typically, especially if you see I would say that if you see an open source community, it doesn't have to be the PMP one or the Microsoft 365 yes. or it could be Azure, it could be Python, it could be whatever. But if the community is active and you see that people are submitting pull requests, that typically means that the community is also welcoming. So pretty fast you can see from the amount of issues and pull requests that is it actually active or not. And if it is, typically that means that people are more than welcoming contributions and other people to share things. So,
and currently some college students also contacted me and they already mentioned me because they have seen my post and they just mentioned, hey, thank you for sharing that post. Now we are getting some good opportunity to get to the hands-on there and they already started doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. That is really cool. If you can really reach these new folks and show them, like basically be an example to them, right? Like you kind of paving the path for them, because if anything else, you know, like it's tough time, and especially if you are new, it might be really hard for folks to like find job and find folks like where do I go and learn, right? So if you can be example to them, that's really really cool.
So just out of curiosity, if you think about the open source and community, and I know that Smita, you've been around and helping us a lot with the community and helping a lot of people, but has it truly helped your career as well? Is there a benefit over the just sharing is caring is a noble thing to say?
How it helps you, not
how it helps you. Yes. How has it helped you within your career?
Yeah, it's not about only the sharing is a caring, but apart from that, only that, sometimes you work and you have your own perspective also. But when you work in a community, you come to know, what are the points from other points of view, then you can just check that. And as per that, you can just do the improvement in yourself. And also when you work in this corporate life, then there might be some of the restriction also. But when you work in a community, there are no restrictions. Also, you can see what others have done. The development, you can just take an idea from that, and definitely you can just suggest in your organization. As I said, when I had done the lot of SPFX development, in the starting I was doing everything from the scratch, but later on I literally took this list form and other web parts also from the PNP, and top of that I've done the customization. It saves the times also, and it gives you some more opportunities where you can just get more hands-on also.
That's actually a really good example of the
Yeah, and apart from that, it also gives you the opportunity to connect with other MVPs and Microsoft team also, and you get more help from them also. Yeah,
absolutely. And I like the fact that the first thing which came to your mind is that the diversity and understanding, because diversity always increases the different views and perspective. And that's not in software development, it's not necessarily always absolute academically yes or no. It's not. Yes. There's so many like maybe is what is the best practice. Well, it depends on whose perspective.
It depends.
Yes,
it depends.
Difficult thing.
Yeah.
And having then multiple perspectives gives us the multiple routes and options to address the customer requirements or the business requirements, which is always good as well.
Good.
Now coming back on a bit about your day-to-day work, what does it? You said that you're a software architect, or what was the title? So just kind of a consultant.
Yeah. So how do we? I'm an Microsoft software developer. You can say
developer. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So if there's anybody watching who's listening who's a bit, let's say, earlier on their career. How do you get to be what you did? How do you get to be to do those kind of projects? And you've been working in Finland, across the world.
You gotta do all things.
But what would be your recommendation on like, how do you get to do these kind of things even globally? So you decided to go back in India at some point, but it's great to have those opportunities as well.
Yeah, so the first thing I will say that whenever you get any of the opportunity, don't say no. First, get that opportunity and then later on learn how to do that. Any opportunity can be converted into a big opportunity. So don't compare that any opportunity, small opportunity. In the starting, I have started working in a support only. So it was like, you are working in some of the ServiceNow tickets you are getting and you are just solving some of the tickets. And then from there, you can just find some of the bugs, you can just do the improvements, you can just suggest some of the change request, development request. And from that, I'm just now a hardcore pure developer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a quite common path. I used to do a first maintenance of software projects when I started in my career in proper IT back in many moons ago in ICL or Fujitsu at the time. But it was a great to have something to support and maintain. And that's what I mean with coming through the support path is interesting because then you see so many different ways of doing things. Yes. You see good ways of doing bad things of doing, and then you also understand the customer interactions because you, when you're in support, unfortunately, you hear a lot of constructive feedback.
In a way, right? So if you handle that, you can basically do anything you want. Plus, it's a great way to actually learn the product with which you work, right? Because you need to know it inside out, and you will see probably the honest use cases, and like we've never envisioned it being used that way. But hey, that's interesting too.
Yes, because the code is developed from someone else and you are going to do, you have to put a lot of effort to do the debugging and everything and find end-to-end things because the documentation is also not helpful always.
Yeah. Which brings me to an interesting thought, like to what extent GitHub Copilot will change support? Like my customer has issue with this here. Why?
But will it solve the thing? Eagerly.
I don't know. That would be an interesting thought if it did.
But I'm looking forward to implement some cases with Copilot, like especially this PowerPoint presentation to help me to generate the slides for my presentation.
Yeah.
It might help.
Yep. But increases productivity. Yeah. At least gives you a starting point, which is great. So, and I think that's the same for the code as well. I think I still love the meme or somebody wrote in Twitter. I think it's been circling around by quoting by a lot of people that there was this AI and Copilot is dependent on customer defining their requirements in a clear text. We'll be safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Because customers
AI replace
explain
our jobs? No, because it depends on customers being really clear about the requirements.
What they want. Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's quite rarely the case. So
really also hard, right? Like, imagine that you're building a house the first time in your life. Do you know all requirements? Of course not. It's the same thing, right? It's really hard, especially with apps. It's really abstract too. Like, you kind of know what you want when you see it and you use it, but how do you get there? Well, you iterate. You have an idea. You kind of express it. Hope for the best. You see, like, no, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, sure.
And you go from there.
Sure. Now, you almost started on your intro. We got to the technical part of the things. What do you do when you're not searching for a solutions and writing code and technical side? Is there life outside of technology as well?
Yes, definitely. Everything is properly managed. So in the morning, I daily go to the gym. From Monday to Saturday, that's the fix. Sunday is the rest day. And then I love traveling. I travel a lot. I mean, every weekend I'm somewhere. You will not see me at home. And I like sports. So I like playing carrom with my dad and badminton with Nandadeep. Yes.
Yep.
So, I like active.
What's your favorite place to travel? What's been the best location? What you've been? Or top
Helsinki.
Three?
Helsinki.
Oh, there we go.
The first one is the Helsinki.
That was it's okay. In summertime, wintertime.
Yes. Today morning only, my Google Photos has sent me some of the reminder, hey, in 2018, on this day, you were in Helsinki.
So summertime in Helsinki is absolutely brilliant. So.
Yes.
Never been there, cannot say.
There we go. Any other things what come to mind? Any other, just out of curiosity, on what would be Helsinki? That's pretty cool. What else is kind of a cool where you've been?
So you're asking for another place?
Locations, just.
Yeah, location, the second one is the Prague. Prague is the most beautiful city.
Yeah.
Yes, and third one is Dubai.
That's a good.
I've been into either of them. Like, dude, I'm missing out.
You are missing out.
Yes.
I think we had this weird 2.5 years break on traveling pretty recently. Yeah. I guess that's the excuse, Waldeck, for you not to see that many locations, right?
I mean, even before then, I wouldn't go I mean, I've been a few places. I've been to Turkey, I've been to the US, I've been to Italy, I've been to Spain, but still, like, mm-hmm. haven't seen, like, it's not like, like, folks in the US have this like a romantic dream that here in Europe we just jump on a train or a plane and you're like within an hour you're in Portugal and then you're in Italy. Like, I don't do that. I've never done that.
Of course you are.
Like, maybe I'm holding it wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think yeah, Vesa, you have to plan some. Yeah, you have to plan some event in Helsinki. It looked like you have to plan some event in Helsinki.
Not me. I'm not going to take responsibility of doing that. But okay. There's MVPs are doing the collab days Helsinki. September. So that's a late September is not. Well, it's on the. It could be horrible. It could be okay. No, it's not winter time yet. 50, but 50 it's
right.
Autumn is coming in September already. So that's true. And to be fair, Helsinki and Finland works in a way that nothing happens on summertime because everybody is on their countryside and their country village and cottages and all of that. So enjoying the summer. I think it's the same in Sweden as well. So the in the US we have this weird and I know this US a lot of US business people listen to this that after Thanksgiving there's this weird 1.5 months when nothing happens. So the Thanksgiving is in the last Friday, Thursday of November, and then nothing happens. In Scandinavia, the December is still execute because a lot of the budgets always end by end of the year. So even like
and
a last
dark,
day
so
before
nothing
Christmas,
else to do anyway.
And exactly, it's dark, and there's nothing to do anyway. So
why not?
But on summertime, I think I was just checking this, and I have to just double check that sunrise for today was 3:58 a.m. and sunset is at 10:40 p.m. So basically, sun is down for 5 hours. So in Helsinki,
sunrise at 3 a.m.
3:58.
Wow. Well, okay, so 4. Well, still, it's early.
But it's going to be 3:30, and then when we hit peak in a few weeks, and then it's going to go dark again. So. But everybody has the proper, the shades and curtains on summertime, so it doesn't matter. So I think Smita knows this, because if you've stayed in Helsinki in summertime, it's interesting.
Yes.
Every single time you open the curtains, you're like, light.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it? And it's even worse for in the north. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. And I think the Gautam started in autumn in Helsinki. Gautam, he started in autumn and he had a lot of a hard time on when does the sun comes back? And then after a 1 year being and seeing the summer, it's like, now I get it. Now I understand what's the positive side of this country
as
well.
He would be back only like between May and August and then just leave.
Yeah. Exactly. There's a lot of people actually in Finland, older people who go to live in Spain or whatever, Italy in wintertime
Same thing here.
But anyway, why do we talk about Helsinki and travel? No. Now, from my, you talked about the user groups and everything else. How is that seen in India? That's something which would be kind of an interesting to also understand, because of course there's a lot of people, there's a lot of IT people, there's a lot of big companies in Pune, in other areas as well. How active is the community in the India, or is it always watching what's happening outside? How does that work?
And maybe also to add to this, like how connected the Indian community is to Europe, like is it two different things and there's like a barrier for a reason, I don't know, language, time zones, whatever, or is it really the one and there is no boundaries, no limits?
Yeah, so about personal things about the communities, yes, there are no boundaries because recently, I think just last year, we have with collaboration with AMS, Patrick is handling the AMS. Yeah, we have done a very big event in Pune. So actually, this pandemic gives us a really very good opportunity to interact with the communities which are not only in India but outside India, because before that the traveling was not possible, and nowadays due to this pandemic everything started online, and over the weekend you are just moving in one country, two country, three countries and all over the countries. So I think it's great that everyone has taken that initiative and everyone started doing the collaboration with other countries also. That's a really very good thing. So now we cannot say that, okay, it is only country specific, but yes, actively we are doing a collaboration with the different countries also, with the different user groups also. And with that, we are organizing so many events. So some events we are organizing in person and some are virtually also.
Yeah. And are there, if you look at the cultural side, like, is there a mentality of working in the open, or is it more restricted by the companies because of the IP? Is there like a common trend that you would see in India that you might not see, for example, in the US or in Europe?
Yeah. So it's totally depend upon company to company, because some companies don't have any kind of restrictions. So they are okay, whatever the people are doing. And if anyone is posting their company name on the social media, or if anyone is doing any contribution towards the open source project, that also fine. But one thing that we all should consider while we are working in a professional world, that whatever the code we are doing inside the company, that should not get exposed to outside. But apart from that, other things you can just do it. I don't think so any of the companies will take any of the objection. Only you should not take a business or any of the company's secure code outside. That's the only thing.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. That's a good call out always, because we have had some of those accidents every now and then. But it's even though the code, it's super cool customer project, you cannot share that code, because again, it's it's done under the working hours of the company.
Yes,
the company
owns
the code.
Yes.
So
yeah. Also, we have some NDAs also, so you have to always take care of that NDAs also. And for example, if you are taking any of the company's name, so then you have to make sure that you are not representing that company. You are representing your individual thoughts.
Yes.
Not to have any conflict.
Gotcha.
That's actually a good point. That's the classic line where in Twitter profile people have this, I represent my whatever feedback, my thoughts or my thoughts or whatever, not company thoughts. And but that should be kind of a given, but I guess in certain companies it has to be called out. I don't know. But now from a timing perspective, Smita, what's happening this week? Anything interesting? Without any company names or customers' names or projects, or are you are you doing community stuff, or what's happening within the upcoming week?
Yes, tomorrow late evening, I'm going to host this after build party. So from the Pune Tech community, and on again on the Saturday, there is one more member from our community who is going to host that party, and after that, I'm going for the trekking. So that's all the personal and professional thing. Yeah.
Cool. Now, Waldek, what's happening on your side? Just out of curiosity for next week.
So we are in the middle of Teams Global Hack, right? So
we
keep sounding like a broken record every single time we get to talk, like, the hackathon. Mm-hmm. Right. So we're doing that. We are closing in on the end of week one. Nonetheless, it's still not too late for folks to join. Like, whenever you have an idea, you can, like, you don't need to, like, it's not required for you to follow everything that we do. We appreciate if you show up. If you don't, that is perfectly fine for you. The only thing that is kind of a requirement is for you to submit a valid app for Teams by June 15, midnight PST. And that kind of makes you eligible to win prize. And we've got some cool stuff to give away, including Xboxes. So I think it's really cool stuff. Other than that, business as usual, working on Microsoft Graph Developer Proxy, CLI for M365, and being here with all of you folks.
And So one thing I would like to highlight over you over here, that we have received so many positive feedback from working professional as well as from the students. So whatever the meetings you are currently conducting for this hackathon, and the way you are showing all these things in a details, they are really very happy. So the person who don't know about
you.
They can also start working on it. So that's the one feedback.
Thank you so much. That is really cool to hear.
Thank you.
Great work.
Now I have to call, as long as people are submitting on midnight, the 12 p.m. on 15th, and that's basically 10 a.m. Friday 16th in Finland, 9 a.m. In Amsterdam, 1:30 in India. So just to call it out, so everybody knows.
Wow,
you can still actually submit
in. Like, how do you do that? I bet you gotta have, or you are either really fast with ChatGPT translating
I live basically in two time zones, so I can translate the my time zone and the Pacific really easily. And of course, Central Europe is super easy. India is 3.5, which is it's actually 2.5 today. That moment.
Yeah, it's 2.5.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
That's actually 12:30. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you would India say, I would say yes, okay, and I would have no idea if you're right or wrong. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I've got this little India doesn't thing do where daylight savings. Like,
right now it's 6 a.m. in Seattle. It's 4 p.m. Yeah. in Helsinki.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So the fact that I've been working remotely in a Redmond organization now for I think 8 to 10 years, and when I see the clock, I can immediately see the Pacific time. It's I can 4 p.m. is 6 a.m. and I can translate that like that. So that's
your superpower, basically.
Yeah, that's my what is your superpower? My superpower is that I can translate time.
I don't know.
That's good. That's it.
Anyway,
also.
Quick. Yeah. Super useful superpower, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to make millions out of that. Next week or this week, whenever we are releasing this podcast, which goes out on the 13th, I'm actually on vacation. Woohoo! I can't remember when I had last time vacation. So that's good.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
And I'm trying to not even, I'm a bit of traveling, not carrying laptop with me. Nowadays, though, these are super efficient as well. So, yes. But still, I can't remember when I'm traveling without a laptop.
You're just making an excuse. Like, I will not, but I'm still taking my phone with me with everything on it.
Yeah,
so I'll be away. No, I'm
trying to, yes, focus on
I double dare
family,
you.
Family
I
first.
I double dare you. So, I don't want to see you on Teams.
Yes. That's actually a good point.
I'll be watching you.
Thank you. In technical, we are just earlier today, we have a few recurrent meetings with Luisa Fries every now and then because we're planning on things. And we're just agreed on her that one of the weirdest thing is that people who keep the noises on within their phones, because at least in my case, like 10 years, I've always been muted. Always. There's no audio. There's nothing.
What the ringtone is like, if I would hear them,
exactly.
So
yes, it's funny how it's gone to that direction where it's like unknown number. Yeah, not gonna answer that. And there's no audio. It's just at some point of a career, it's like no, I need to answer everything. I need to be on top of everything. And now it's like no, I don't want to. But yeah, I will not. Yeah. I will check out from Teams, and that's a great idea, by the way. That's an awesome idea.
Uninstall
I will do that
Teams,
on
uninstall
tomorrow.
Outlook. I dare you.
Yeah, yeah. That would be
I
really
challenge
good.
You.
Yes.
I want to see a proof of your screen without Teams on it. I want to see the list of apps installed, and I don't want to see Teams on it.
Okay, let's not don't push it. No, just kidding. Now, thank you, Smita, for joining on the discussion. Great to have you on the show as well. Really cool to catch
thank
up and also understand the massive skill set and experience what you have across the different areas. And really, really, really huge thank you for being actively involved within the community. Because again, as we build this, it's so awesome to have people like you sharing your knowledge for others, because then others learn as well, and then everybody wins. It's just a win-win storyline, which is always better. But I guess that's it for this one. Thank you, Smita.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It was nice
talking
to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We need to get Nandeep on the show. Nandeep has been actually on the show at some point, unless I'm completely mistaken.
No. I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No.
We need to. Yeah, we need to get Nandeep. We'll get you scheduled. We will actually have a summer break coming within
your
few weeks.
Your name is on the list now. No,
your name
back.
Is on the list for all of them. We'll get you invited.
Yeah.
But really good. Nandeep Nahan is Smita's brother, just to clarify this for those like, what are we talking? And he's a MVP as well. So we'll get him scheduled. But thank you, Smita, for this one. We'll jump on a closure thing with Waldeck right after this. Thank you.
Thank you. This one last thing, Vesa,
yep,
I would like
absolutely.
To highlight. Yes.
Absolutely.
So recently we have started, our community started attending some of the college sessions also. And I will encourage whoever is the MVP or not only the MVP, but other one who is having a good experience in technology, just do this college visit and just whatever the knowledge you have, just share with them. We have done the same way. Yeah. So the college student gets the idea how the professional works and what are the technology available in market. So it will be easy for them also to choose from that technology. And it will be not totally like a fresher thing for them. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The going to colleges and universities and EDU in general, and helping people to understand the opportunities what we have, because even though the AI is coming, it doesn't mean that our AI is more and more present. It doesn't mean that we wouldn't need developers. We absolutely need developers. The AI is just increasing again, the abstraction layer. So the AI is building its own by himself. No, it's whatever. So that's scary.
Yeah.
But thank you, Smita.
Thank you
for the great reminder and call out for everybody. Yeah. And we'll jump on the weekly articles or discussions. Thank you for this.
Thank you, Community Docs. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you, Smita. One more time. Really, really cool to catch up as well. And thank you. We talked about this one already in the interview as well, for being actively involved in the community. And really, the sharing is caring mental mindset is so fundamental within Microsoft 365, making other people succeed. And because that helps us to amplify, how would I put it, the goodwill and even success for other people. Because why would it be just about the individuals? Let's make everybody happy and successful. So thank you for helping and being a great advocate on doing that stuff as well. Now, as we are recording this 2 days or 3 days after the previous recording, what did we agree, Waldeck, related on articles?
That you would come with a list of all new articles and we would go through them.
Oh.
No. No, we didn't agree on that.
Okay.
I suppose I said something wrong.
No. So we're going to skip the articles this time. We kind of collect the articles, a bit more articles on the following one. And let's focus this time on Smita in the interview and those topics which were mentioned there. So there's just no point of collecting a really, really small set of articles within the past few days. But that would mean that within I'm watching the dates, on 20th of June, we would actually have a bit more articles in the list. And that's probably going to be the last episode before summer break, a longer summer break.
Some say. And we have quite a few things to share too, because by then we will close the hackathon, the team's global hack. So we'll have some more experience around that. Other than that, we will probably have, like, it's going to give us a week and a half. So we will definitely have more articles from community. If anything else, if you've got something to share, please let us know. PNP Weekly,
hashtag
on
PNP Weekly.
Twitter, on LinkedIn, wherever you can catch us, let us know. Help us to help you share whatever you've learned with everybody else in the world.
Sounds good. Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening, depending on the format what you're using. Thank you, Waldeck. Enjoy the break without me, even though you're working, right?
What break? What break? There is no break.
Break from me.
Or break from you.
Yeah, that's what I mean with that. So, you know.
That only means that a lot of things will accumulate for a while when you're back.
Okay. But thank you for this one. We'll see you and the audience or see you or listen or whatever, within a week. We'll be back still within a week before we'll have a bit longer summer break. But thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll be back.
See ya.